Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Emalahleni 28, Johannesburg 27, Polokwane 29 degrees. The EFF has welcomed the return of the remains of 14 South African National Defence Force soldiers who died in combat in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The handing over ceremony of the remains to the family as well as the memorial service has been moved to this evening. This is to accommodate President Cyril Ramaphosa, who will be replying to the States of the Nation debate in Parliament today. The Gauteng Education Department has dismissed claims of overcrowding in schools. The department spokesperson Steve Mabona says they've implemented several interventions to address classroom shortages and enhance learning.
Despite these efforts, it is important that we will not be in a position to place all applicants, especially in their preferred schools. And as a result, applicants were then offered, you know, the next closest schools with available spaces. And throughout this challenge, we were communicating with the parents.
A young South African boy who's been missing for almost 2 years has been repatriated home from Zimbabwe. The child, who was just 11 years old, went missing and disappeared from home and boarded a bus to Zimbabwe in May 2023. Here's the department's social development spokesperson, Batembu Fuchani.
The Department of Social Development extends its gratitude to the Zimbabwean Department of Social Welfare, the Limpopo Department of Social Development, the Gauteng Department of Social Development, and all the organizations and people who played a role in ensuring the child's safe return. This journey home has been long and painful, but it marks a new chapter in his life.
The City of Tshwane says residents and businesses in central Pretoria and surrounding areas will experience 2 hours of no electricity supply today. This is due to plant maintenance work on the electricity network at Princess Park Substation.
This essential work will result in power supply interruption in the following areas: Pretoria CBD, Pretoria Townlands, West Park, South Okop, as well as Asiatic Bazaar. The City of Tshwane apologizes profusely for the inconvenience that may be caused as a result of the mentioned work.
That's the Metro spokesperson, Lindelo Mashiho. And finally, the public can now vote for their favourite food and drink establishments. It's for the 2025 South African Restaurant Awards. The awards recognise restaurants, bars and industry professionals who've demonstrated exceptional excellence and innovation in the country's vibrant culinary scene. Best Chef nominees are set to be announced in April. I'm Chanel Sotembo, News in Afrikaans at 11, or go to jacarandafm.com.
4 minutes past 10, the work zone, Jacaranda FM. Sure, there's so many questions. I've got a newsreader in my studio and I want to just ask questions. Okay, so it's World Radio Day. Watter jaar het jy vir die heel eerste keer op lig gegaan op radio? Kan jy onthou watter jaar? So I'm not asking your age because I was misinterpreted with this question before earlier. So, watter jaar, which year? And now for your radio program, Chanel. In which year did you go on radio for the first time?
So, ooh, this is a complex question without giving anything away. But I used to also help at a community radio station.
Okay.
And we had a project there where we used to show, I was an intern, I was studying at the time.
Nice.
And we used to show kids, so we would do kids radio. And so on a Saturday, we'd show them bulletins, we'd show them how to produce. So they were like 10 years old, 8 years old. We'd have compiled little bulletins for them, all related about children and news affecting children. And it would be the show, everything would be around that. And that was about, I think, 2007.
I did not know this about you. I mean, yeah. I know you very well. And okay, so it was educational. You started
totally
with educational radio for children to teach them about the workplace, because broadcasting does not just teach us about broadcasting, the same that parenting podcast doesn't just teach you about parenting, it teaches you about humans. When did you start reading news for the first time?
It was around about that time as well. So I would help out on weekends, it was on a Saturday, it was radio for kids, by kids, but we would help them and oversee that, you know, things.
And when did you go commercial?
When did I go commercial?